A large shed fire prompted a multi-department response on the afternoon of April 17th in Sherman Township. At approximately 1:21 p.m., a call came over the Huron County scanner, dispatching the Sherman Township Fire Department and Bingham Township Fire Department to 5072 South Finkel Road, just south of Munford Road, for a reported large shed fire. Also at 1:21 p.m., Sherman Township requested additional support from the Deckerville Fire Department for a tanker truck. At 1:24 p.m., Sherman requested further assistance from Bingham Township for a tanker pumper and additional manpower. 2 minutes later, another request was made for water to be brought to the scene immediately. Fire departments assisted at the scene included Harbor Beach Fire Department, Bingham Township Fire Department, Sherman Township Fire Department, and Deckerville Fire Department. East Huron Ambulance was also on scene. During firefighting operations, a fire truck was positioned at the East Atwater Road, pumping water from a nearby ditch to provide additional water supply support. The fire was contained to a large shed. A dump trailer sustained heavy damage, while slight fire damage could be seen on the front and side of the structure. No injuries were reported at the scene. More information will be provided as it becomes available. And a Sanilac County man is facing felony charges in connection with a large theft from a local business. Authorities say a 45-year-old Wayne Francis Jin of Brown City was arraigned in district court after being accused of stealing wire and equipment valued at more than $20,000 from Snover Area Company. Investigators allege the theft involved power cables and materials taken from Albert's Sand and Gravel. The business reported significant losses, including hundreds of feet of cable and damaged equipment. Yen is charged with larceny over $20,000 and malicious destruction of property. A not guilty plea was entered on his behalf during arraignment. Bond was set at $10,000, and the case remains under investigation by the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. When we come back after this Kohler Propane sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
This is Julie from Kohler's Propane. Be on the lookout for Kohler's Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks, transporting propane to homes and businesses throughout the Thumb area. B-Cups stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Aspire Rural Health System's mammography department by donating a portion of their propane sales to Aspire's mammogram screening in their B-Cups program. It is Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Aspire Rural Health, and to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy. The Michigan State Senate has approved bipartisan legislation aimed at limiting mandatory overtime for hospital nurses. Lawmakers voted 21-16 in favor of the bills, which would restrict hospitals from requiring nurses to work beyond their scheduled shifts, except during emergencies such as public health crises or mass casualty events. Supporters say the change is needed to address fatigue and burnout, noting that some nurses have been required to work shifts lasting up to 18 hours under current practices. The legislation would also require at least 8 hours of rest after a 12-hour shift, unless the nurse voluntarily agrees to waive that time. It includes protections against disciplinary action for those who refuse overtime. Hospitals that violate the rules could face fines starting at $1,000 and increasing with repeated offenses. The bills now move to the Michigan House for further consideration. And moving on to our national news, California microplastic soil warning. Agricultural scientists in California have identified a significant increase in microplastics, with local soil tracing the source to common plastic garden gear. The study highlights how weathered hoses, pots, and synthetic mulch degrade into the earth. Home gardeners are being urged to switch to terracotta, metal, or hemp-based alternatives. The research warns that these particles can eventually enter the root systems of food crops, though the health implications remain under study. And in our international news, Turkey mourns second school shooting. Turkey is in a state of national mourning following a second school shooting in a single week, which claimed the lives of 10 people. The incident occurred at the Isar Kalik School in Karamanmaras, carried out by a 14-year-old student. The government has promised a comprehensive review of the school security and mental health resources for youth. Communities across the country have held vigils for the victims as leaders call for an end to the cycle of violence. We have no obituaries to report at this time. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb region with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.